Time to talk some technology with our guru, Jeff Quattromani. How are we doing this morning, mate?
I'm really well. How are you?
Not too bad. This is an interesting topic today because in a lot of cases, if we paid for more than we used in other parts of our life, we would have a bit of a whinge about it. But when it comes to internet and mobile phone data, we don't say anything.
It's a really good point, actually. I think what actually happens here is we pay for the all-you-can-eat buffet, but we turn up and we just have a salad. And that's actually what's happening in terms of our mobile data and our home internet use. The ACCC has released some information this week, which is quite staggering, really, that effectively, you know, many people are signing up to unlimited data plans, whether it's for their home internet or for their mobile. But in actual fact, they could be on a much cheaper plan and saving some money.
Wouldn't it be easier for all concerned if they just billed us for what we used?
Well, wouldn't that be nice? But then I guess if you do that, how is the telco going to make such a profit from your monthly plan?
Well, how could they? The poor things, how will they cope?
And that's really what it comes down to, because what they're saying is that this year, on average, people are using around 12 gigs of data per month on their smartphones. So when you look at that, the average mobile plan that people are signed up to is 35 gigs. So in effect, most people are paying for twice the amount of data than they actually need. And look, honestly, if you were looking at your monthly plan, and even if you did an average over 6 months, that's what you should be signing up for and effectively just paying much less per month and potentially, who knows, doing something else with that money.
Why do we do this? I mean, I know for our perspective, because we've got a plan that includes my wife and my daughters, that we're a bit paranoid that they'll be left high and dry. So we know that we're paying for more than we're going to use. But it maybe pops up once every blue moon. It'd probably be cheaper if we just paid for the excess if that happened.
That's probably true too, because I know that most plans, even if you are on, say, your home internet and you go for a 500 gig allowance, which is a lot, if you normally exceed that, sometimes they will either give you the option of slowing you down and still allowing you to use the internet, or you can pay an extra $10 to buffer and give yourself more downloads. So in actual fact, you're right. If you were to, for whatever reason, go in excess that month, it's probably cheaper to just pay that extra fee rather than doing it for, you know, the full 24 months that you normally commit to.
And when it comes to the speeds for our home internet, hardly anybody really uses the highest possible speeds. We could all probably ramp it back a bit, couldn't we?
Yeah, this is the other point as well, is that most people think they just need to get the NBN 100 plan, which is generally the fastest that most people have available. But to stream things like Netflix and to watch video on demand or streaming music services or even to do video calling, you actually only need about half of that, depending on how many people in the home are doing it at the same time. So if during the day you're working from home, 50 megabits is more than enough than you actually need. And then if maybe when the kids come home, two or three people are streaming, that's maybe a reason to have 100 megabits. But for the most case, most people, 50 is going to be enough. And again, people normally just sign up for the fastest speed.
What's your advice, Jeff? How do we resolve this? How do we maybe save ourselves some dollars heading into 2022?
Look, I really think people need to just look at their bills. Have a look at how much data you're actually consuming per month. And if it is more than 500 gigabytes per month, then sure, stay on the unlimited plan. But if you're consistently well below that, and even myself, you know, a small family where I live, we do less than 500 gigs per month. So I'm not on an unlimited plan. And I save about $15 per month in doing so, which for me, I put towards another streaming service because there's plenty of those to go around as well. So just do an assessment of what you've got, do an average over 6 months, and then start talking to your telco about different plans, because you could still keep the speed and just lower your download limits if you need to.
And like anything else, it pays to shop around?
Oh, please do. I mean, the biggest thing now, especially when it comes to the NBN or even your smartphone, is that you haven't got a monopoly anymore. You could be going to almost any provider, especially for your NBN, and still getting that same speed and that same download allowance. You're not having a premium by going with a more well-known brand. There's a lot of smaller players on the NBN offering really good plans to save money, but for the exact same service that you would expect.
Well, hopefully we have saved you a couple of dollars as we head into 2022. Jeff Quattromani, as always, thank you very much for your considered advice.
Thanks for having me.